Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I am going to cover fear of public speaking, and of course, what everyone wants is to know how to overcome it. All right, so fear of public speaking. I consider myself somewhat qualified to talk about this because I've been doing a lot of public speaking lately. It's what I'm doing right now, in a way, even though I'm not in front of a large audience, I'm just in front of a camera. But it's basically the same skill. And when I started actually shooting videos about 2 years ago, when I just first started experimenting with shooting videos and posting them on YouTube, my videos were horrible, I was nervous, I didn't know how to talk, I couldn't get my thoughts across. And this is still something that I'm working on. So fear of public speaking. I think it's the number one fear, actually, statistically, if you go and you poll the whole country, it's the number one fear that people have. Literally, people would rather get, I don't know, they would rather get a nuclear apocalypse happen or a zombie apocalypse than to have to go and speak in front of a large audience. It's scary. Why is it scary? Because, well, we fear embarrassment. We fear that we're going to screw up. We fear that we're going to say something stupid. We fear that we're going to freeze. All these fears, we fear that we're going to be judged and ridiculed. And so, of course, all that is scary. And every person that you're adding on top of that ridicule is getting worse and worse. And maybe the worst one of all is you feel that you're going to get rejected, which is the fear that people are not going to like your ideas. They're not going to accept who you are. They're not going to like your personality or your mannerisms. And they are not going to want to be your friend or associate with you. So all those are subcomponents of the fear of public speaking. As far as how to overcome public speaking, so we've gotten the point down, I hope, that this is a normal fear. Everybody fears public speaking. There's no natural public speakers out there. Not when you start. And here's what I discovered, because I had the same fear when I started, and I do public speaking in front of groups of live people. And I find that most times now, because I've practiced and trained myself, it's actually quite easy and actually very enjoyable, and it's not scary at all. The trick is that you have to practice it, and that's the problem, is that the reason people around the country have so much fear about public speaking is because they never do public speaking. And that doesn't mean that you don't have fear when you do it. That just means that they haven't practiced it. And anything that you haven't practiced is going to be a little bit scary for you, especially when it involves the social pressures of rejection and embarrassment and humiliation and looking like a fool, all of that. So when you have that much social pressure on you, yeah, you're going to be scared. That's just part of our psychology, because we grew up in tribal communities of 100 to 150 individuals back in the caveman days. And at that time, it was important to look out for your social standing in the little tribe that you were in, the hierarchy. And so when that hierarchy was getting disrupted, or you looked like you were going to make a fool of yourself or ruin your status, that was very real and physical threat to you, to your survival. So it's almost like coded in our genes that we become anxious when we're in front of people, and that's something that we have to kind of get comfortable with. The flip side of that is that you're also a natural born leader, and that it's also in your genes to be a leader of people and to communicate your ideas, because we were in those tribes and there were leaders in those tribes, and each one of us has that in us as well. So how do you actually overcome the fear of public speaking? How did I do it? I think the best, absolute best way, and this is something that's super practical you can do tomorrow, is you join a Toastmasters. And Toastmasters, what that is, they don't make toast, they make toasts, or they make speeches. And what that is basically, it's a large nonprofit worldwide organization. And they basically have little groups, self-organized groups of about 10 to 30 people that meet up once a week in your city, and they do about an hour to an hour and a half meeting where they stand up and in a very friendly, casual, non-threatening environment, they stand up and they deliver a speech. And the speech is usually 5 to 10 minutes long. And the speech, there are various speeches on various different topics. You can craft your own topics. And so you can join one of these groups. It's called Toastmasters. You can find them on toastmasters.org. And they literally have an organization in every city across the whole world. Not just that, they have multiple organizations. I'm in Las Vegas right now shooting this video, and they have, I think, 70 Toastmasters clubs in Las Vegas alone. And this is by far not that big of a city. In Los Angeles, they literally have thousands of them. In every city across the country, I don't care how small it is, there are Toastmasters, multiple of them. So you can go and you can find one that fits your schedule, fits your time, fits your the type of people that you like to hang out with. Every Toastmasters club is a little bit different, has a little different vibe to it, but in the end, they all follow kind of the same script, the same formula. They follow the same kind of procedures. And so it's a great opportunity to learn and get the experience of speaking in public. Because here's how you ultimately overcome public speaking, is you just go and you do public speaking. And then it becomes easy. It took me about 10 to 20 speeches at a Toastmasters club to really numb down my anxiety and my fears. The first time I did it, it was scary. The second time, it was also scary. And the third time was less scary. The fourth time was less scary. And then by the 10th, 20th time, you really don't care so much. It's actually awesome. It's awesome, it's awesome, it's awesome. So the reason people are always afraid is because they don't go and they don't do this. They don't have many opportunities to speak in front of large audiences or even small audiences for that matter. And so when they do get the opportunity, that rare occasion where you have to get up at work and deliver a presentation, all of a sudden you're scared of it because it's your first time or maybe your second or your third time and you haven't done 20 speeches. I can guarantee you this though, if you do 20 speeches, your fear of speaking is going to melt away, I would say 95%. You're going to have 5% of fear there still. And of course, if you go and all of a sudden you have to give a speech in front of 1,000 people, you're going to have a new kind of fear. But you're going to be comfortable working with small groups. You're going to be comfortable working in groups of 10, 15, 20, 30 people pretty easily by just joining a Toastmasters. It's very cheap. It's a very supportive environment. Nobody there ridicules you. They give you very supportive feedback. Even if you give a very lame speech, they're still going to be very supportive of you because they recognize that people that go in there are scared, are nervous, and we all start that way. Every public speaker, I don't care how good he is today, he started off at some point in his life, whether he was old or very young, giving his first few speeches. And those first few speeches were terrifying. It just has to be that way. And what you're gonna recognize with public speaking is that it becomes really enjoyable because once that fear melts away, what happens is that your natural voice comes through and you're actually able to express yourself articulately, you're able to express yourself clearly, and you're able to impact people, which is the most important thing, is that's why you're speaking, right? That's why you're giving that presentation. Even though it seems like your boss forced you to give that presentation, the reason he forced you to do it is because he wants you to have a certain impact on the team, in the company, on the CEO, whatever. And you can really use your voice to have a positive influence in the world, whether it's communicating some expertise that you have, like I'm doing here. Maybe it's to inspire and motivate somebody. Maybe it's to educate somebody. Maybe it's to give a humorous speech, and you want to do that, and you want to entertain people with your speaking. So there's all these different facets of public speaking, and you can become an expert in each one of those. You can train each one of those in Toastmasters. I'm sure there are other organizations out there besides Toastmasters that you can get yourself to get your feet wet in speech making and speech giving. I personally haven't even researched them that much because Toastmasters is just like the go-to choice. It's so simple. They're everywhere. It's inexpensive. If you want to get good at public speaking, there's really no reason not to go. You're also going to learn leadership skills and organization skills when you're there. And you're going to make a lot of great friends. And no, this is not a pitch for Toastmasters. I'm not affiliated with them other than the fact that I do go to a Toastmasters every week because I want to practice my speaking skills. And so that's how you get good. And I actually recommend that if you are not in a position where you need to like give a speech the next week, then you still join Toastmasters. There's so many benefits to public speaking, to being proficient at it, that I encourage almost anybody to go and do 6 to 12 months of Toastmasters and just see the benefit that it has. It's going to make you more confident, more secure, and you will never have to worry about public speaking and the fear of public speaking ever again. How great would that be? Kind of cool, huh? All right, I'm going to wrap it up there. Those were my practical tips on how to eliminate the fear of public speaking. Please leave me your comments. I'd love to read them. Also, go ahead and share and like this. And then check out actualize.org for more advanced personal development videos like this one. You can sign up to my newsletter, and then all the new videos that I publish on a weekly basis are coming to you, where we talk about how to overcome not just the fear of public speaking, but all sorts of other fears, how to get you to break out of your shell, be more self-expressive, get rid of your anxieties, and then go out there and really live a charged kind of life where you're not being held back by all these fears, because who wants that?